Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Rick Isaac, the CEO of Altitude Financial. You can visit them online at altitudefp.com. Write this number down, too, if you would, 719-481-5898, as you might have some questions at the other end of our discussion with Rick. Rick, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
It's a privilege to have you here. We are meeting for the first time, so here's what I would love. Talk a little bit about yourself and this journey that you took to getting Altitude Financial started, because you come out of the corporate world.
Thank you very much, Ted, for the opportunity to share with you our story. I started Altitude Financial 25 years ago in Wichita, Kansas. I relocated to Colorado Springs 13 and a half years ago. And the start or genesis of Altitude Financial came out of my background in public accounting. I had spent 10 years in public accounting with KPMG, an international accounting firm, and was on the fast track to partner status. At the end of the day, I started to sit down and ask myself, how can I make a difference in the lives of individuals versus just saving corporations millions of dollars with tax planning ideas? And I came to the personal conclusion that I wanted to make a difference, and by doing that, moving into the financial planning world to use my skills and abilities there.
You bring a very potent and deep background with you from that experience in the corporate world, but also something about that philosophy that translates into and out of your personal life, which will lead us eventually to the founding of Altitude. You do something very special in your own family.
Yes. My wife and I had the opportunity to adopt children, and so we have adopted four children. Currently, those children are 24, 23, 18, and 16, and we feel like we've been able to make a difference in their lives by giving them opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have, just like we seek to make a difference in clients' lives by empowering them to reach their lifetime dreams.
Those two points, I think, are the things that are really worth pulling out here, Rick, because those are the things that make up the foundational culture and operating philosophy of Altitude Financial. You are looking to give people opportunities they might not have before and enrich their lives.
Yes, I think that's a big part of it. There are a lot of financial firms out there, and we all have great investments, great asset allocations, other things. But I think our starting point is what makes us somewhat unique, in that I spend a good part of the first interview talking to clients, trying to get them to dream, figure out what their dreams are, so that we can empower them to dream and achieve those dreams. I think it makes for a much better long-term client, because if they have a vision of what they want to accomplish, it helps them ride through turbulent times like we've seen in the last 3 months.
Goodness, have we ever, and no doubt that's affected people's portfolios and how you are allocating those investments, what kind of advice and guidance you're giving them. So let's talk about the founding then of Altitude Financial. When did you stand it up, and how long have you been here in the Springs?
I founded Altitude Financial in March of 1995, and I moved to Colorado Springs in November of 2006.
So you've been through one of the worst downswings in our economy that we've had just about ever, and in the 2008 financial crunch.
That's correct. I've been through a number of downturns, whether it's the 2000 to 2002 downturn, 2008, and now with the COVID pandemic.
And how big is your team?
I have three employees in addition to myself. I have one individual here in my Colorado Springs office, Elijah Coons, And then I have a two full-time employees that still run my Wichita office.
And you are able to accommodate your clients because you have been classified an essential business. And talk about how those relationships are working now versus pre-COVID.
Be glad to do that. As an essential business, we have been in the office on a regular basis, daily basis here during the COVID pandemic, and we are pretty much isolated in our office, so there's not other contact. We've reached out to clients and others via Zoom or other video conferencing technology, and then also being much more active on social media, trying to reach out and stay in touch with clients.
And so you're able to use platforms, virtual platforms, to see your clients.
That's right. We've used virtual platforms. So even though we've been in the office as an essential business to carry out basic things like opening mail, making sure there's no checks, et cetera, that need to be deposited, we have been able to reach out virtually to clients to conduct meetings or answer questions that they have.
And what kind of inquiries are you seeing from your clients these days? As we know, people are, inherently nervous in times like this. How are you able to address those fears? And then are you gaining new business as a result?
With existing clients, we've tried to be very proactive, and I think we've been successful. We have had probably a half dozen phone calls from clients that are concerned. So very low volume in terms of actual clients calling in. I think a lot of that is because we've reached out and given them commentary on what's happening in the markets, why we want to maintain a long-term focus, and just continuing to talk to them about their dreams. So that has been very helpful. I think that strategy has been useful, as we have not had a lot of calls from existing clients. With regards to prospects, we have, as we've increased our presence, we've actually had more contacts with potential clients. We have not, as of today, converted those clients. We've had some contact. It's difficult, quite honestly, in this environment, even though you can reach out via technology. There's still something about sitting down with someone face-to-face and being able to discuss what their goals and dreams are. And I feel confident that as we proceed and things continue to reopen, that there will be that opportunity and we will see new business from that.
And, one of the things that jumps out as me as we become better acquainted here and you're sharing with our audience today is the idea that you want to be a part of people's dreams. You want to help make those dreams come true. And so that becomes, I think, very personal to you, which is the other thing that strikes me about Altitude Financial's operating philosophy and culture, is that this is personal to you.
It is very personal, and some of the most rewarding experiences I've seen is sitting down with clients after they've taken a trip that they want to do when they've retired, or maybe it's before they retired, and we often talk about the need to balance, because there's no assurances we have in this life of the need to balance current enjoyment versus planning for the future. And sitting down with clients when they've been able to fulfill one of their dreams, there's nothing that brings greater joy at the end of the day than seeing them do that.
And that comes through very clearly in everything that you're sharing with us today, and your heart and soul for your clients, all the work that you do on their behalf, specifically starting out by learning what their dreams are. Rick Isaac, CEO of Altitude Financial. Look them up online at altitudefp.com. That's altitudefp.com. If you have questions for Rick, if you want to learn more about how he does business, if you want to share your dreams with Rick, 719-481-5898 is the way to do that. Rick, we thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here today on Caradio's Business Connection.
Thank you very much, Ted, for that opportunity.